Erev Tov, Shavua Tov. This is, we're starting Daf Yud Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet 10b. Tonight's class will be for the Refuah Shalema of all the Chalim. ובכללם חמדה ברחוב הרנוז'ן על מלך חנוכה מרפקה שר הבן אמנים שלום ושרה דוד מלכה יפה בדברה רפקה בת יוכבת רפקה בת אשר שלום ושר פעמלה ושלום ונחנה יפה בת מרים יבדה מניפה חרס ושמחה ברכה בנחנה שמחה ברכה מרים ולכה בזמן מלכה נחנה לה בת נעמי ברכה יסה בת המסה ברכה נגב וגדל ברכה דן ויצר את חמלין לקום את אמרה מהקל ישב ונטר ים רפה של יוסף בן דברה שומר שומר פנינה יוסף בן יפה דניאם בן דינה שמחה בן אף רעי מלמה גדל ברכה ברכה שלום כזה לינו גדל ברם גדל שומר נחנה מהקדל סרף ושומר שם שמח נתקן שמר ששונה רכה ברמנה לרוח המדינה, אביר משהו יפה, להבדיל למשמן דוד מן אליהו, ליל דין הבטיחם, שמעון בן משאל, בועז בן אברהם, תימת אהרון, תמר ברכה בן אברהם, משה בן אפראל, אליהו ויצחק, יצחק ושלמה, שמעון משחק חיים, להבדיל להיריון, דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we left off at the Mishnah, at the bottom of 10b. Mishnah, at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet, Mishnah begins. Ha'omer, lachulin. If somebody says, lachulin, we're going to explain what these mean exactly. Literally, that means, not chulin. So, or he says, "Sho'ochelecha," not chulin, that I eat of yours, what I'm eating of yours. Or he says, "Lo kasher," or not kosher, or "Velo dache," something not clean, "Tahor," something pure, "Vetameh," something impure, "Notar," something that was left over after the korban, that was left over after the appropriated time, that becomes asur. "Upigul," and something that is pigul, which essentially is if somebody had the wrong time frame intention when bringing that korban. So the Gemara says all of these asur. The person becomes forbidden to benefit to eat that other friend's food if he said it in any of these terms. The Gemara then says ki imra, if he says like a lamb or kadirim. Kadirim are like enclosures. Ka etzim, like the wood that they would burn. Ka etzim, ka ishim, like the fire on the mizbeach. Ka mizbeach, like the mizbeach itself. Ka hechal, like the hechal. Kai Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim, or nadar be'echad mikol meshamshei hamizbeach, or if he made a neder by any of the meshamshei hamizbeach, the accessories for the mizbeach, for the altar, all of those cases, afal pi shelo yizkir korban, even though he didn't mention korban, hareze neder v'korban, that is considered a neder, a neder with regards to association with an offering, with a korban, even though he didn't say the word, okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'omer Yerushalayim. If somebody says the word Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Kalum, it's as if he said nothing. Until you say, the Ran says, until you say the word Kai Yerushalayim, you have to say like Yerushalayim, if he just says Yerushalayim, that doesn't count for anything. Okay, Gemara, we're flipping the Amud Yud Aleph. Savrua Mai Lachulin. What do you think Lachulin means? Lachulin. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, La Lechulin. La, it means Lo Lechulin, not for Chulin Lehevei, Ele Korban. This should not be Chulin. Rather, it should be like an offering, that which I eat from you. Meaning, it's something that it's called lav haba miklal aseh. Something that's called, sorry, miklal lav ata shomehen, which we're about to see. It's a rule that from a negative, you learn out a positive. Right? From the fact that he said not chulin, you can understand he meant that it's not going to be chulin, rather it's going to be something positive. So the Gemara says, mani matnitin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Meir, if the author of our Mishnah was the opinion of Rabbi Meir, lately miklal lav ata shomehen, he doesn't hold of this famous rule that we're going to see later on in the Masechet called you can learn out a positive from a negative. He doesn't hold of that rule, so he can definitely not be the author. He definitely is not the author of our Mishnah. How do we know he doesn't hold of that? Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin, the Mishnah says Rabbi Meir Omer Rabbi Meir says kol tnai, any condition. That is not like the condition of the children of God and the children of Reuven. Eno tnai is not considered a tnai. What was the condition of children of God and Reuven? So over there, it's in the Torah. Actually, the Torah says that when the Jewish people, with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jewish people wanted to go into the land of Israel. So the children of God and the children of Reuven had made a condition with Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, asking if we can stay outside. We don't want to come in. We don't want this portion of the land. We want to stay on the outside. That was and Moshe Rabbeinu said, only if you come and you fight when the Jewish people go into the war, which is the beginning of the book of Yehoshua, they go into war. That's the only way they will be allowed to do it. So Rabbi Meir, that was the only way they would be allowed to stay on the outside. So Rabbi Meir learns out from here, he infers from that, if Moshe did not state the negative, then the Tanai would not count. Meaning though, if you don't come and fight for Am Yisrael, he told the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, then the condition wouldn't have counted, and they would not be able to stay outside Israel. They would have had to come in. They couldn't stay on that portion. So he learns from here. Rabbi Meir learns out that we don't learn out a positive from a negative statement. You have to state both. They stated both the negative and the positive for that to take place. All right, let's see if the Mefarash explains it over here as well. It says the pasuk in the Mefarash. He says, "Im yaveru bnei Gad bnei Reuven itechem." If they come with you to fight, "Vim lo yaveru." If they don't come with you, "Vegomer." The Mefarash explains. So it says it in both terms, both the positive and the negative. That's showing you Rabbi Meir's opinion that he doesn't learn out a positive from a negative. So the author of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Meir. Ella, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ella Rabbi Yudahi." Our Mishnah must be the opinion of Rabbi Yudah. If somebody comes and says, "La chulin," that this item that I'm eating from you, let's say, it should not be chulin, rather it should be like a korban, meaning I want to take a nether not to benefit from you for this food item. We're on the top of 11a. So the Gemara explains, Ema Seifa, go to the latter part of the Mishnah. We said in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah says, Ha'omer Yerushalayim, if somebody says this should be Yerushalayim, this is Yerushalayim, so Lo Amar Klum, it's as if he said nothing, meaning, if you say Ke Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim, now it makes it like a nether. Whereas if you said Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is nothing. So the Gemara says, "Mid the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that the latter part of the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda, the beginning part of the Mishnah cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Why would the latter part of the Mishnah say it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion if the whole Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? It can't be. So it must be that only the latter part is Rabbi Yehuda, but the earlier part of the Mishnah must be somebody else." The Gemara says, No. Kula Rabbi Yehuda, our whole Mishnah is really following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And this is what was meant to say. She Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that the extra shin over there, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'omer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If somebody just says the word Yerushalayim without the K Yerushalayim, it's as if he said nothing. Meaning, when our Mishnah stated that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the latter part of the Mishnah, it wasn't stating that he's only the author of the latter. It was saying, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, Vechule, etc., that's how we know that he's the author of the whole Mishnah. He's not just the author of the last part of the Mishnah, rather he's the author of the whole part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Vechi amar ker Yerushalayim. If somebody said, like Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda, mi mitzar, would he become forbidden by a neder, according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, Vehatanya, we have a Braita. This is a Braita, this is actually in Masach Kiddushin, but the Braita says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'omer ker Yerushalayim. If somebody says, like Yerushalayim, is that considered a neder? He says, Lo amar klum, it's as if you said nothing. That doesn't count as a neder. Ad she'idor bedavar hakarev b'Yerushalayim kula. Until you make a vow, with an explicit reference to something that is offered in Yerushalayim. If you just say, like Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda clearly states, that's not a nether. But if you say, I'm taking a nether by something, let's say there's something that is sacrificed, like a korban that is sacrificed in Yerushalayim, now he's taking a nether from something, on something, based on something that is sacrificed, which would count as a nether. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, if you just say, Ke Yerushalayim, that's not a nether. So clearly our Mishnah does not, how can that make sense? Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that Ke Yerushalayim, we understood, means it is a nether. Now we're saying he holds it's not a nether. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehudahi, Kula Rabbi Yehudahi. The whole author is really Rabbi Yehuda. Vetre Tanai Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. It's really two Tanaim according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The Tana of the Baraita holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds, this doesn't count. When a person says, it's Ke Yerushalayim, that's not affected, it doesn't count. Whereas the Tana of our Mishnah holds, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that if you say Ke Yerushalayim, that counts as a neder. So it's two different Tanaim in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, how they understood him. It's like two students listening to a rabbi. One of them understands this way, the other one understood a different way. If he wants to take a neder, he's saying like Yerushalayim. Meaning the understanding is like the things that are sacrificed in Yerushalayim, like things that are brought up in Yerushalayim. Right? The way they explained it over here earlier, I think the way the Ran explains it is... No, he doesn't explain it. He just says Ke Yerushalayim. Meaning things that are brought up into Yerushalayim, like that are sacrificed in Yerushalayim. That's a neder. So this question is, if you just say Ke Yerushalayim, is that a neder? So one author, one Tana says yes, one Tana says no.
It's at the end of a neder to say Ke Yerushalayim?
No, somebody comes and says, this item I'm making upon myself a neder that I won't benefit like Yerushalayim. Does that count as a neder? So one author says yes, one author says no. Okay, flipping the Amud. Tanya, we have a Braita. Chulin, ha-chulin, ke-chulin, if he says all of these terms, ben she'ochalecha, whether it's something that I eat from you, that which I eat of yours, u-ben she'lo'ochalecha, or something that I don't eat of yours, mutar. That's not considered a neder, and he's still permitted to eat from the person. But if he says, la chulin, not chulin, she'ochel lecha, that which I eat from you, asur, he becomes asur. That counts as a neder. La chulin, lo ochel lecha, mutar. If he says there's something that's not chulin from that which I eat, I don't eat from you, that's not considered a neder, and he would still be mutar. So the Gemara says this Braita that we just brought, Resha Mani, who is the author of the beginning of the Braita? We said if he says chulin, ha chulin, ka chulin, that's not a neder. So the Gemara says Rabbi Meir he. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. How do we know? The lately he doesn't hold of the rule michlal lav atashomeh hin hin. From a negative you can learn out a positive. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of this rule that from a negative you learn out a positive. Meaning, if somebody says it's not chulin, you understand that he means to say, I'm not taking a neder of not chulin, I'm taking a neder not of chulin, rather of a korban. We don't learn that rule. You can't make an inferation, an inference from what a person said if he said a negative to mean it's a positive. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir who says chulin, ha chulin, ka chulin is all permitted, it's not a neder. Whereas Ema Seifa, if you go to the latter part of the Braita, la chulin, we said if he says not chulin, lo ochel lecha, from that which I don't eat from you, mutar. We said that was permitted as well. So the Gemara says, vehatnan. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah said, we're going to see this on Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says, le korban. If he says for a sacrifice, as like a sacrifice, lo ochel lecha, something of which I don't eat from you, Rabbi Meir omer, Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says, it's a sort of benefit. If somebody comes and says, this item should be upon me like a korban, meaning I'm not going to benefit from you anymore, it's like a korban, and therefore Rabbi Meir says, asur. So what do you see from that? Rabbi Meir over there, it's sounding like he's saying, Michal Lav, he's sounding like he's saying, Michal Lav, atashomehin, that from a negative, you're learning out a positive. Right? So Rabbi Meir, if you analyze this Mishnah, we initially thought that Rabbi Meir's reasoning is because the person who made the neder said, not a korban, right? How did he word it? La korban, not a korban, of what I eat from you. But what does that mean? But korban, if it is a korban from what I eat from you, then what would it be? Then it affects a neder through this implication of a negative statement. So now we have a kushya, we have a difficulty. Why is this a kushya? So the Gemara asks, v'kashyalan, we have a difficulty. Had late leim ichla lava tashamehin. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of this rule that from a negative you can infer a positive. How can you say that not a korban means to say that if it is from a korban, meaning you can learn out the positive to say that he's talking about a neder. How can you learn out the negative to the positive? But Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of that rule. So the Gemara says, Ve'amar Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba explains, Na'asa ke'omer la korban yehe. It's as if a person said, it should be like a korban. Meaning it's not, okay, so you have to understand what's the kushya. Let's go back and understand what the kushya is. Let's look at the Mefarash. The Mefarash explains, Deha michlal lava tashomeh hen, klomar lo korban hu, ma shelo ochal lecha, aval ma sheochel lecha ave korban. What I don't eat from you is not a korban, but what I eat from you is a korban. So he learns out from a negative, a positive. But that's not Rabbi Meir's opinion. So what is it? Is it Rabbi Meir's opinion that you learn out a negative, a positive from a negative or not? So the Gemara answers, it's not talking about learning out a positive from a negative. When he said la korban, it was saying, it's as if it is a korban. I'm making this as if it's a korban, and therefore I'm taking upon myself as if it's a neder, like a korban, and that's why it becomes asur to him to benefit. If a person says, this item should be like a korban to me, on you, that I'm not going to benefit from this item anymore, then it becomes like a korban. Okay. Lefikach lo ochel lecha. That's why I'm not eating from you. So hachanami, so the Gemara says also over here, if that's the case, ka'amar le, he's saying to him, la chulin leheve, it should not be chulin, lefikach lo ochel lecha. That's why I'm not eating from you. Meaning, why don't we say the same exact thing? Let the neder even be effective in that case as well. Right, in the case of the braita that we said, la chulin lo ochel lecha, from which I don't eat from you, not chulin, we said he's mutar, he's still allowed to benefit. Why don't you say the same thing? You're not learning out a positive from a negative. Say he meant to say, la chulin, meaning, let's go back to the Gemara, meaning to say, la chayeve chulin, it should not be considered chulin. This should not be considered chulin, and that's why I'm taking upon myself a neder that it's not like chulin and I won't benefit from you. Why don't you say the same thing over here in his opinion? So the Gemara says, haitana, savar lak Rabbi Meir bechada, upaligale bechada. This Tana holds like Rabbi Meir in one opinion, but he disagrees with Rabbi Meir in another opinion. What does that mean? Explaining the Gemara. Savar lakevate bechada. He holds like Rabbi Meir in one way. The late le michlal lavat hashemehin. He doesn't hold, this Tana doesn't hold of the rule that you learn out a positive from a negative. That he agrees with the Rabbi Meir on. That they're both in agreement. Upaligale bechada, but they disagree in one case, be korban. If he says the word korban. Rabbi Meir says that if you say the word korban, it's saying this should be like a korban, and that's why I'm not benefiting from you, and he becomes asur to benefit. The other Tana says, no. It's, if you're saying la korban, it's still mutar, and he would disagree with Rabbi Meir that Rabbi Meir says asur. So that he agrees with Rabbi Meir in one aspect, but he disagrees with Rabbi Meir in the case of the korban. Let's give another answer. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi gives a different answer. Had Amar la cholin, vad Amar la le cholin. So one braita stated la cholin, meaning not cholin. Chulin is something that doesn't have kedusha. It's an item that's not consecrated. It's not kodesh. It's not shruma. It's not maaser. And the other one, the other bright, says v'hada amar la lechulin, not for chulin, meaning demashma lo lehevi chulin ela kekorban. It shouldn't be chulin, rather it should be a korban. Meaning, when a person says la chulin, so la chulin is not necessarily stating not. It's not inferring that you can't infer from that it means to be a korban. A person says, this item should be upon me, la chulin, not chulin. What does that mean? Okay, it's not chulin. You didn't state that it should be asur to you like a korban. But if somebody says, not chulin, the words lo chulin, lo le chulin, then you can infer from that it means to say, not chulin, rather a korban. That's how, so he's saying, one baraita stated la chulin as one word. The other baraita said, lo le chulin, not for chulin, meaning it has to be something else like a korban. So the baraita says, la chulin is permitted. He's not a neder. Whereas the braita that says, la lecholin, two words, is oser, he says that is considered like a neder and he becomes forbidden to benefit from that person's item. Okay, I think we'll do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. Okay, we started on the Yud Amud Bet, we started with the Mishnah, talking about all these different phrases a person would say that could possibly imply a neder. And we just started the Mishnah, really, that a person can make upon himself a neder from those words. Then when we got to the Amud Aleph, we started talking about this concept of Miklal Lavat HaShomehin, that from a negative you can learn out a positive, which Rabbi Meir didn't hold of. But others did hold of this rule, that from a negative you can learn out a positive inference. Then number three part of the daf was the bottom of Amud Aleph. We tried to explain who is the author of our Mishnah. We said it's not Rabbi Meir, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. But then we said the end of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So how can the beginning part of the Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda? And then the Gemara said, no, really, the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. It meant you add a shin in the word. That Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not saying that he says the latter part of the Mishnah, it's saying that he holds that the whole part of the Mishnah is really his authoring. And the final part of the daf was the Amud Bet, which is really understanding the opinion of Rabbi Meir. How do we understand the opinion of Rabbi Meir? Is Rabbi Meir of the opinion? How did we understand it? Does he hold that you can learn out a positive from a negative or not? And we said, no, you can't learn out a positive from a negative. Rather, how we explained this contradiction on the Amud Bet was saying that there's a Tana who holds like him, with regards to, you don't learn out a positive from a negative. But he disagrees with him in the case of a korban, that he holds that the case of a korban, that you would not be like a neder. Whereas Rabbi Meir said, if you said the word la korban, it sounds like a neder, and therefore he's making it asur on himself like a neder. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.